Temperatures across the Midwest are showing additional warming here this morning, but a cold air mass will be moving through the upper parts of the region will drop those temperatures later today with some brisk northerly winds as well. The heart of the Midwest, though, has got light and variable winds here this morning. There's even some fog that developed across portions of Illinois, Indiana, and some neighboring states. It's mostly fair in Michigan and parts of Ohio where the temperatures are a little bit cooler. Some of the temperatures in Michigan this morning were in single digits and teens, but the temperatures in most of the lower parts of the Midwest were running mostly in the 20s with some lower 30s. It was also very warm in the upper parts of the Midwest this morning from portions of Nebraska into Minnesota and Wisconsin where 20s and 30s were common. But there's also a northerly breeze blowing across parts of the Dakotas into parts of western Minnesota and northern sections of Nebraska this morning, and that was bringing in colder air that will dominate the rest of the day today. So we will see cooling temperatures occurring across the upper parts of the Midwest, while the lower Midwest experiences one more day of relatively warmish conditions, and we'll expect that to still help in melting some of the snow that remains out there. The temperatures this afternoon will be in the 40s and some 50s in the lower parts of the Midwest, whereas most temperatures across the upper Midwest will be 20s and 30s primarily. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see 20s and 30s again occurring across many areas in the Midwest. Some of the warm weather in the south will finally begin to abate. We'll see 40s occurring north of the Ohio River and south of the Great Lakes region. We'll probably have a few lower 50s in Kentucky. But again, the Great Lakes region itself will probably see temperatures mostly upper 20s, lower 30s tomorrow. As we move into Sunday, kind of a ditto for most of the northern parts of the Midwest. We'll see some 30s there, but we'll start to warm up from west to east. It's going to get downright hot in portions of the central plains for a brief period Sunday and Monday. Temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s in hard red winter wheat country. Even some lower 80s will occur across parts of the region. That will stimulate a quick rise in soil temperatures and perhaps help to start working against some of that frost that's built up across some of that region. Some of the warmth out there in the plains will work its way into the Midwest, mostly into the central and southern areas. We'll probably see the warmest conditions occurring Monday and Tuesday. Temperatures will reach up into the 50s and 60s across the lower portions of the Midwest. The upper areas will probably see temperatures mostly 30s and 40s, and it will be a good opportunity, though, for melting snow in many areas. That will be the end of the warmth, though. A northwesterly flow pattern will begin again a little bit later next week and will prevail on out into the second week of the two-week outlook. There'll be shots of colder air coming with that northwest flow aloft, and we'll likely see the temperatures cooling down so that the averages will be below normal once again. The precipitation prospects for the majority of the Midwest are still not all that impressive. A couple of weak disturbances will come across the region, producing a little bit of very light wintry mixes of precipitation types, but I don't think we'll see much in the way of meaningful precipitation. This first disturbance is that cold air mass coming into the northern areas today. It'll probably stimulate a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe a couple tenths of an inch of moisture for portions of the Midwest, most of which will occur as snow or a little bit of a wintry mix. The precipitation will last only a few hours and be gone. We'll expect that to be followed by another surface high pressure system that will set the stage for the warm-up that occurs late in the weekend and early part of next week, with the next opportunity for precipitation coming as that warmth breaks down, and that will take place as we move from early to mid-week next week. That precipitation event again will produce only a light amount of moisture with a wintry mix of precipitation types expected once again. As far as the next major storm system is concerned for the Midwest, I don't see one for a while. Perhaps as we move into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we might start to stimulate a little more activity in the atmosphere. But for the next week to maybe 10 days, we won't see a major storm system for the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.